Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. Greg from Dillinger Escape Plan with us on the show. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I think it's been a while, and I think the last time I talked to you is probably over the phone, so in person's a whole lot better.
Yeah, we did talk on the phone. I think maybe like 3 years ago or something, 4 years ago. I don't remember, actually.
It was a little sooner than that, but time flies.
I remember you because they named a Vietnam movie after you, and so I remembered your name.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah, that was right. That was after me. You're right. We're here to talk about the new Dillinger record, One of Us is the Killer. It's coming out in May. And you've obviously worked with other musicians in the past. Like the one-off you did with Max Cavalera from Soulfly and Troy from Mastodon. How does doing stuff like that reinvigorate you in Dillinger Escape Plan?
Well, me and Ben have been writing together for like 11 years. So I kind of, you know, it's important to go out and find new tricks to show one another. You know, like we have to keep each other on. You know, our respective toes. You know, he goes out and collaborates with a lot of people too, and he's worked with, you know, everyone from, you know, Mike Patton to Kimbra, and you know, and also he's in a band with Brent from Mastodon as well, and I feel like collaborating just really puts you in an uncomfortable situation, you know, because you have to learn someone else's language and then learn how to communicate with them and then make something new together, so it changes you a little bit, and then when you go back to your main thing, you have something new, you know, to bring to the table. So I don't know. I love it. Like, I love collaborating. I don't think you could grow any other way, really.
Full Metal Jackie with Greg Puciato of the Dillinger Escape Plan with us. Let's check out a track from the new album, One of Us is a Killer, out May 14th. This is Prancer. Full Metal Jackie, new stuff from Ghost. That was Year Zero coming off their new album, which will be out April 9th. Slipknot before that. They are, of course, part of Mayhem Pass, the Rockstar Energy Drink Mayhem Festival. Lineup was announced earlier this week. Tickets are on sale as of this weekend. Full Metal Jackie, Greg from Dillinger Escape Plan is with us on the show. And recently I saw you at the Revolver Golden Gods press announcement event. And Dillinger's on the bill for the award show this year. From the bands that you know that are obviously playing, who would you like to join on stage that night?
I don't ever want to be on stage with Metallica. I would never want to play with that band. I can't believe that small band, Metallica, is playing on the same day.
Oh, I thought you were headlining.
Well, yeah, so I think the answer to the question is obvious. You know, I'm already geeking at the fact that they're even going to be in the building, you know, and that they're even going to play on the same stage as us. We've played with them at festivals in the past, but never on the same day. And it's always been like, you know, you see like Reading and Leeds announcement and you're like, oh my God, Metallica's playing. And then you see the actual schedule and you're like, oh, they're playing Sunday and we're playing Saturday. And then we have to leave right away to go to, you know, Norway or something. So I've never actually played with them. So it's pretty exciting.
Awesome. Well, that is obviously going to be a great event. It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break. More Mayhem bands coming up on the show. We also have the Mad Minute with Odorous of Guar and more with Greg Puciato of the Dillinger Escape Plan coming up next. Full Metal Jackie with Children of Bodom and Band from Heaven. Bodom are part of this year's lineup of the Rockstar Energy Drink Mayhem Festival. Tickets are on sale as of this weekend. We've got Greg Puciato of the Dillinger Escape Plan on the show with us. And Greg, you've said that the new album, One of Us is the Killer, is all over the place. The weirdest record we've ever written. What's the trick to making something disjointed sound and feel cohesive?
I don't know if there's any tricks so much as we just know after time what sounds like Dillinger and what doesn't. And even if something sounds really different than the song before it, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, me and Ben each write that doesn't get used for Dillinger, that we use for other things. And I think it's just a matter of knowing. I can't really explain it. It's just an intuition that you have that this is not something, you know, that's appropriate for this band, and this is. You know, it's just a certain vibe that you develop over time. Just like, you know, I guess like if you have a movie series and you're a horror movie guy and you're making a new Nightmare on Elm Street or something, you know, like that some scene would be better off in another horror movie, not necessarily supposed to be in a Nightmare on Elm Street movie. You know, I don't know, it's something. It's an intangible.
Are you a Nightmare on Elm Street fan?
I'm a fan of the first one and
Johnny Depp.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a fan of the first one. The first one's amazing. I was horrified by Nightmare on Elm Street when I was a kid to the extent where I was afraid to go to sleep for like a year of my life. I was like terrified of going to sleep.
Totally. I remember Johnny Depp was like on the bed and then like the Freddy, they came out and he like brought him down into the bed and all the blood came out and onto the ceiling.
Yeah. I was mortified by that. One of my friends, when I was like a kid would have, like, you know, sleepovers for their birthdays, and they would, you know, we'd watch horror movies all night and play video games. Like, whenever someone would put on Nightmare on Elm Street, I would get really scared. Like, I couldn't handle it. And it took, I think I got over that like a year ago, maybe.
That's funny. No, but I mean, that's like back in the day when like horror movies actually had to have a good storyline because they didn't have the technology that they have today. But like, that's when stuff was really, really scary, you know?
Yeah, and you know, they didn't water everything down. Like the new Nightmare on Elm Street, they made it like he had been like picked on when he was a kid. And like now he's got like a chip on his shoulder. And that's not scary. Like the original one, he was just a psycho.
Yeah, like he just was evil and that's just cause.
Yeah, he didn't have a reason. He's like, I've got claws on my hand and I'm going to kill you in your sleep, child. That's gnarly. Like there's no motive behind it, you know.
It's Full Metal Jackie with Greg Puciato of the Dillinger Escape Plan on the show. Quick break. But when we return, we'll have Greg pick a tune, so stick around.
Hey, it's Greg from the Dillinger Escape Plan taking over here on Full Metal Jackie Radio. I want to play you a crushing new song by the band Nails called Wide Open Wound.
Full Metal Jackie with Rammstein. The Nails before that, that was Greg Puciato of the Dillinger Escape Plan's choice. He is our guest on the show. And Greg, having everything nailed down before going into the studio is typically not the way this band works. What do you hear in your performances that you can say is a direct result of having songs fully mapped out?
We could concentrate a little bit more on, and songs were not fully mapped out this time. They were pretty close. They were the closest they've ever been. You can concentrate a little bit more on the, just like losing yourself in the character of the performance when you're not trying to remember the words, you know, things like that. You're not looking at a piece of paper being like, shit, I just wrote this a second ago. I gotta look at it, and you're not reed singing it, you know, like you know it by heart, you're singing it, you know, because you mean it, and then you can try to lose yourself in the performance more and worry about performance aspect things instead of worrying about, you know, writing or remembering, which you probably shouldn't be doing, you know. It's like being on stage, you don't want to be using too much of your brain when you're on stage or when you're in the studio. It should be all mojo at that point.
It's Full Metal Jackie coming up. We've got the Mad Minute with Odorous of Guar. We've got a new tune from Bring Me the Horizon and more with Greg Puciato. Stick around. Die. Full Metal Jackie with Death. Bring Me the Horizon before that. Greg Puciato of the Dillinger Escape Plan is with us on the show. Their new album comes out May 14th. It's called One of Us is the Killer. And Greg, what can we expect in terms of upcoming touring?
Yeah, we're getting ready to go out and do a spring headliner. We're going to go out and take a band called The Faceless and another band called Royal Thunder, both totally different kinds of bands, both really killer. And yeah, we're going to keep grinding it. We're going to, you know, be out all summer. We're going to go to Europe in the fall. You know, we pretty much know what we're doing all the way through like mid-2014, but I can't, you know, reveal everything. Obviously, we're going to play those Golden Gods Awards with that little baby band, Metallica.
All right, well, follow Dillinger Escape Plan online to find out more about the endless touring that they'll be doing. But good luck with this release, and thanks for being a guest on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.